David Garangoch, chairperson of the Jonglei Civil Society Network, says he spotted some of the food items being offloaded from a truck to shops at Maror Market this week.
Because the food that was brought by the prison is different from the food Abaji is having in their shop. So the color is different, even the writing is different. It is written KKM and it is brought by the German. So this food is different from what is here already.
The deputy mayor of Bor Municipality, Mabil Tot, who was tasked with distributing the food aid to beneficiaries, admits staunchly denies any donated food items were sold in markets. He says his office turned over the food donations to leaders of residential areas to be distributed to flood victims last week. He says it is possible that the recipients took donated food to the market.
There's no food remain in the store that the municipality can survive. The food we already distribute to the blocks, we already give again to the IDP. We just give again to the all institutions, association. We just give, so we distribute like that because municipality have no capacity to distribute the food hours to hours. We just plan to divide the food according to blocks.
Garang says the amount which is saw being offloaded to shops for sale was too big to belong to individuals. He says there is no reason why the food insecure people would sell their shares of the presidential food donation.
So the ratio that was given is not enough. So it has not been enough, and it did not reach the people who are here living in Bor. Most of the people now are left out, and people are crying. Those who have even got little, they said it was only very small that was given to them. Like for the case of oil, it is only a bottle of water that is being divided by two families. Imagine. And how much oil was brought? It has been taken to the ministries by the government.
Garang is urging the office of the president to investigate what happened to the food donation and take appropriate measures against those found responsible for stealing the food aid. More than 100,000 people were affected in Bor town by flash floods following heavy rains and the overflow of the River Nile in 2020, according to the state authorities. Michael Guy, a resident of the Block 2 suburb in Bor town, says he expected to receive his ration of the presidential food aid, but says he received nothing.
When our president came to Bor on 1st of April, he promised that he will support the people who are affected by the flood. And for sure it has happened. I heard that the food items that are brought from the presidency. And up to now, I'm not sure about the procedures being used for distribution, but we were told that the distribution will be in different places like block. So I'm from block 2. Up to now, I've not yet received any information, and even my family have not received anything from this food item.
President Kiir donated 12 trucks of food, mainly maize flour, beans, cooking oil, and wheat flour to flood victims during his visit to Bor on April 1st. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.